incentives to use the Defense Production Act? Is it just simply a philosophy that businesses should be left alone? What's going on here?
Well, what President Trump says is that, you know, he wants to, he's ready to do it, but he was worried about, quote unquote, nationalizing business. The other day he was talking about this is something that Venezuela would do. And he doesn't want to force companies to do these things when they're already volunteering. But as we were just saying, Governor Cuomo says he needs these supplies in 2 weeks. He's looking at a crisis in a matter of days. And without more direction from the federal government, more muscle to get these supplies and also to distribute them properly, he's not going to have it in time. And he's very, very concerned about this.
And really briefly to you, Sarah McCammon, President Trump wants the country to be up and running by Easter. He spoke repeatedly about the importance of that holiday. What are religious groups saying about their plans for the major religious holidays coming up?
Yeah, there are a lot of big holidays coming up, Easter and Ramadan and Passover in the next several weeks. And it's not clear what everybody's going to do, but right now a lot of religious services are happening online. I know at least some Catholic and Episcopal leaders have canceled in-person services for Holy Week. So it's a big question how all congregations right. will deal with this.
That is NPR's Sarah McCammon, Franco Ordonez, and Nurit Eisenman. Thank you to all of you. You've been listening to special coverage from NPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. This is All Things Considered. Coming up on the program, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. The state of Ohio is under a stay-at-home order, and all non-essential businesses have been closed to slow the transmission of the coronavirus. Then Israelis and Palestinians have, if only briefly, set aside some of their mutual suspicion for concern amid the coronavirus pandemic. Those stories next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, how important is liquor to Denver residents? CPR's Avery Lill will have an answer for us coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Currently, it is 39 and mostly sunny in Denver, 62 mostly sunny for Colorado Springs, 45 degrees, partly cloudy in Vail, 44 mostly sunny for Grand Junction, 68 sunshine in Pueblo. This is CPR News.